Giant Radio, original podcast.
In the words of Nelson Mandela, children are our greatest treasure. They are our future. And rightly so. Especially those belonging to Gen Z. Young minds, young brains, who have lot of ideas, and these ideas can make a difference. These ideas can innovate. So welcome to this podcast. My name is Vanika, and in this episode, I will be talking to three children who have innovative minds and ideas which are best in our country. These are the winners of InnoVenture 2020, India's first national level ideation and entrepreneurship challenge for children. In this competition, children are given situations and some problems which they have to solve in an innovative manner by giving a solution which is not only unique but also user-friendly. And the children I'm talking to are Satya Chhadao from City Pride School, Nigdi, Pune, Adishri Dubey of Ryan International School, Bangalore, and Ronit Lahoti, Indus International School. So to all three of you, a very warm welcome to Chimes Radio. Let us begin with the youngest first. Satyaj, introduce yourself to our listeners.
Hello Chimes Radio listeners, this is Satyaj Hidao. I'm from Pune. I'm in grade 5th, City Pride School, Nigdi, Pune. And yes, I'm very happy to have won the national award for this InnoVenture Challenge 2020 in grade 4. And I'm very excited to be here with all of you for this wonderful event. So yes, I like music, art, reading, and my favorite space, and astronomy. I'm very fond of writing poems, stories, and have made a book out of them. The name is Treasure World. I like computers and sci-fi, my troublesome little sister, especially my friends, and so much more. And yes, I'm very excited and look forward to this session a lot.
So are we. We are excited as well. So without any further ado, let me ask you about the competition. Please tell us about the topic which was given to you.
The topic given to me at the InnoVenture final round was a problem statement, and it stated to design a park for physically disabled children with play material or any other equipment in the park.
That's really interesting and intriguing. So what was the solution that you came up with?
The moment I finished reading the problem statement, I thought about the people who are handicapped and thus cannot play in the park as we play every day. So the idea should be relevant to reality, plus the enjoyment should also be the same. That's why I just challenged my brain and tried to think of something. I gave my park's name as Handy Play Park, which means that the play will be handy and is also a very nice word for fitting handicapped and play. So I merged it together and it formed Handy Play Park. The slogan is, where disabilities do not matter. And with my art skills, I designed a meaningful logo depicting that a park for handicapped kids is nearby. I designed up two equipments and three play materials. The first one is the wheelchair. If you want to play, you need the park wheelchair I designed, as it attaches to all the play materials such as the slide, swing, and the merry-go-round ride. And the children will get the joy of riding it. In this wheelchair, I added some sensors to access and start the play material to use the swing and the merry-go-round. I've also designed a blind stick for the blind children if they want to just take a stroll in the park like we do every day, independently on the blind path full of sensors so that they should not get misguided or bump into one another and get the full happiness through the fragrance of flowers, fresh air, and the chirping of birds. There are three play materials. The slide. The slide works basically like a roller coaster or a monorail. The wheelchair which I designed has rails so that it grips to the grooves which are on the slide, and then AI uses to transport it down the slide with a very moderate speed so that the child doesn't get hurt. As well as the swing. What is a park without a swing? Like the upper part of the wheelchair fits into the swing's base and it becomes a seat for the child. And then the strong iron bars swing the child through and fro so that he gets the joy of riding the swing like we do every day. And the merry-go-round is basically just pots put on a circle, and the entire circle spins with the motor. So it kind of like spins. It's like a carousel. And the safety is super high in this park so that no one gets hurt. And the children can play in full swing and dreams will come true.
Wow, dreams will come true. This is just fantastic. And what a wonderful thing that a little child like you could think of. Just amazing. Your thoughts are so heartwarming, full of creativity. So, we'll wonder what you wish to be in future. Please tell us.
I wish to be a roboticist and astronaut or astronomer. I will use robotics for the better to help the people and the earth. Astronomy and space are my passion and I love doing it. So yes, this is what I wish to be in the future a lot.
That's really wonderful. And I will look forward to read your name in the newspapers after you become an astronaut. All the very best. Now let's move to the next innovative brain I have with me, Adishree Dubey. Adishree, please tell us about yourself.
Thank you. I'm glad and excited to talk to you. I'm Adishree Dubey. I'm in 7th grade. I live in Kochi. My hobbies are reading books, playing piano and dancing. I also enjoy baking. I want to be a researcher in biochemistry one day.
Wow, that's like wearing so many hats together, baking. And it's really amazing that you want to become a researcher. So tell us about the problem that was given to you.
Okay, the problem given to me was to find a solution to illegal or ad hoc parking. It is a very prominent problem in many cities. Because of it, there's always a rush on the road and the streets are crowded and pedestrians are not able to commute easily.
That's absolutely right. In India, everywhere parking is a concern. So I'm curious, what were the factors you kept in mind while creating your idea?
Okay, so I had 3 steps for solving the problem. They were infrastructure, technology, and policies. To begin with, I pinned down the reasons for the particular problem. Then I thought about the different systems and which system would be implementable, scalable, and also be cost effective.
That's indeed very thoughtful. Costing is definitely a factor which plays an important role. So tell us, how, in your opinion, can technology in general lead to organizing the systems around us?
Yes, technology is one of the biggest enabler for any kind of development and implementing. What we think and plan on paper, technology helps it to implement at a larger scale. It also helps in better control and management of any system and process.
Yes, that's right. Technology indeed is a game changer. And it is something which has made our world a lot more systematic. And yours is definitely an idea par excellence. Thank you. And now let's move over to Ronit Lahoti from Indus International School. Ronit, please introduce yourself to our listeners.
Hello, Shimes Radio. It's a pleasure being here. I'm Ronit Lahoti and I'm 14 years old. I live here in Pune, Maharashtra. It's a small city near Mumbai. And I recently took part in the InnoVenture Challenge.
Thank you. That's really nice. And Pune is a wonderful city. Also, tell us about the problem that was given to you in the competition.
So yeah, the InnoVenture Challenge was in the last stage. To get to the last stage, I had to first clear 2 stages, which was a written exam and a telephonic interview. Those went quite well. But the problem that was given to me, frontline workers, and the struggles frontline workers have during this COVID pandemic. Basically, frontline workers are doctors, nurses, ward boys, and everybody related to COVID or who are working in a hospital. Now, these guys are keeping us alive and we should be thankful about that.
Yes, this indeed is a very tricky situation, especially when we see how closely all of us have seen COVID and how doctors have helped so many families in this pandemic. So considering it was dealing with the frontline workers, how does your idea solve their day-to-day struggle?
So basically, my idea was to create an app. Now, this wouldn't be just any app. This app would be a way of directly communicating patients to frontline workers like doctors and nurses. Now, the thing is, I'm including patients is because firstly, patients is a very underrated topic in this. We are only caring about the frontline workers' physical health. Like, they shouldn't get COVID, they shouldn't get that, this, but we aren't caring about their mental health. And obviously, the patients have stressed them out a lot recently. So I decided to come up with an app that could simplify all of this. Basically, if anybody has used something like OYO or Make My Trip, you know, you can directly book a hotel, directly contact to the hotel and stuff like that. So my invention is pretty similar, but it's for the hospitals. So you could direct, if somebody had gotten COVID, instead of running around with that infection to 10 different hospitals, they could just sit in the comfort and quarantine of their home, book an ambulance from the closest hospital. They can check availability of which hospital has which type of room. So that would also make it easier for managing patient flow. And plus, they could also see which doctor is available when, so that they can book an appointment with the specific doctor. Now, this for now is only COVID related, but I'm planning to make this a real solution and make it for each and every disease possible.
That is really very thoughtful, because yes, if our doctors are not in stress, they are going to treat and attend patients with a really calm mind, and that will lead to benefit of our society. So thank you, Satyaj, Adishri and Ronit, for talking to me. I'm sure your ideas and your innovations are going to encourage a lot of students, a lot of little children like you who are listening to us, so that even they can come up with unique solutions and also deal with problems in such a systematic manner the way you've done in this challenge. Congratulations to all of you, and thank you for talking to Chimes Radio.
Okay, thank you so much, Chimes Radio. It was a pleasure being here.
Thank you, Chimes Radio, for inviting me and giving me this opportunity to express my thoughts and ideas.
Thank you, Chimes Radio listeners. Bye-bye.
So these were three young children with innovative ideas that they want to bring to life. And these ideas will lead not only these children, but the entire nation to prosperity. So that's it in this episode. And if you want to listen to other young brains, other young minds who have a lot of zeal, spirit and ideas to solve our nation's problems, explore this space. And don't forget to like, follow and share this podcast. Times Radio.